This is 90.7 WFAE News. I'm Lisa Worf. Former Charlotte Mayor Patrick Cannon has been sentenced to 44 months in prison. That works out to 3 years and 8 months. The sentence is longer than what federal prosecutors had recommended. WFAE's Tom Bullock was in the courtroom this morning and joins us now. Tom, Cannon asked for leniency. What case did his lawyers make for that?
You know, they made three key arguments, Lisa. The first argument was that Cannon is a good father, and his children, who are aged 13 and 16, need that good father right now more than at any time in their lives. The second argument they made is that there are really two Patrick Cannons. There's the Patrick Cannon that spent 20 years in public service, and then there's the Patrick Cannon who, over a span of a year, admittedly took bribes. And the third thing they said was really it didn't matter if Patrick Cannon was taking bribes because the way that the city of Charlotte is run with a strong city manager where the mayor is almost just a figurehead, that should be weighed in consideration. And, you know, that Patrick Cannon really didn't have all that much power. So the fact that he was corrupt, it kind of diluted his corruption.
So how did prosecutors and the judge respond to that?
Well, first, the U.S. prosecutors said, well, the type of government, how the city is run, doesn't really matter. Corruption is corruption, and it needs to be treated as such. As to whether he was a good father, they brought up the fact it was Patrick Cannon who actually caused this undue pain, as they put it, on his family. Therefore, it should not be held in consideration. And then as far as this being an aberration, they said an aberration in a legal sense means it happened once. This happened repeatedly over a course of a year, and the judge sided with the U.S. attorneys. But what was interesting is there was an agreement originally where the U.S. attorneys said they were going to ask for about 37 months for prison time for our former mayor, Patrick Cannon. The judge, citing a whole lot of other corruption cases, said, no, that's not strong enough. And that's where we came up with the 44 months. So he actually thought the U.S. government was being a little too lenient on Cannon.
That's WFAE Tom Bullock. Thank you.
Thank you.